Hello, this is SJ0 for KBXL Audio Edition. Thursday, November 17th, 2005. On location only meters from the illustrious Portage Avenue, where the whores and drunks hang out. And only blocks away from the illustrious Club Regent Hotel and Casino, where as we speak, hordes of people who are bad at math are willingly paying the government back for all those years of tax dollars wasted on educating them. This campaign has been so successful that the sides of buses are now trying to teach these people basic math skills by pointing out just how impossible it is to win. This has been largely unsuccessful, causing some people to ask whether the government was paying attention the first time they failed math? What? Yet, even as they burn away their credit, their souls, and the love of their friends and family, at least their debt to society is repaid. Truly a testament to the futility and valuelessness of human life. Wow, that's pretty depressing. I can't believe the Club Regent's PR department wrote that. I guess they have degrees, so they know what they're doing, but... Top news this hour, One Man Army Studios. Renowned producers of such fifth-rate drivel as Rambo vs. Kitty Cat released alphas of their highly secretive new project, Super Duels, to testers. No details have been released to the community at large because I'm a dick, but Marzek, renowned author of the best-selling hate literature Kampf Canadian, and notorious Austrian, was mildly impressed. Newly Americanized Aether Fox was heard to say, "I declare, I ain't never not seen such a neat doggone thing," all while misspelling color and honor and generally making a mockery of the Queen's English. In other shocking news, QBasic supporter Agamemnus has been proven conclusively to live in an alternate dimension. This proof can be found in a recent post to QBasicNews.com regarding marijuana. "Well, I don't use it," Agamemnus says, "and none of my friends use it, and no one in my university uses it, and none of my parents' friends use it." He goes on to say, "Bob Dylan hasn't used it. The pizza delivery guy hasn't used it. Bill Clinton? Never even heard of it. The creepy guy at the music store? Never done it. That guy who hangs out by the grate downtown? Drugs. I know nothing. Know nothing about no drugs. I got here because of, communists. And no one at any movie theater ever. Especially not at The Matrix or Fight Club." The facts speak for themselves. Victor has released the first version of the CHM format Free Basic help file. Now you can download over 500 pages of nebulous examples, factually incorrect passages, personal opinion interjected into technical documents, and more. Necrophidius called it more heretical than the Bible. None of the top three page owners were immediately available for comment. Renowned anti-Canadian advocate and writer of the renowned inspirational book What Color Is Your Maple Leaf-Shaped Guillotine, Marzek, has started development on the sequel to a networked tic-tac-toe program nicknamed Checkmate. When questioned about this new project, and as to whether his new network library would be supported in FreeBASIC, he said, quote, "Gimme MP3 link," adding, "Lulzors." However, upon a request for clarification, he did say, "Oh, what am I supposed to say? Okay, SJ, you fucking Canadian, give us QBXL Audio Edition. Now!" Followed by some Austrian cursing, I couldn't speak out anyways. The network library, being object-oriented, will not be released in FreeBASIC. For the first time, a Linux distribution shall be carrying FreeBASIC. Genux, as it's called, appears at first glance to be a hoax. The site has no particular interface. However, on the Genux website, it says, "Genux is a venture by Codex. We are dedicated to providing new solutions for Gentoo Linux users by providing technical support, an installer, and in the near future, a compile farm allowing users to install packages in a fraction of the time by utilizing pre-compiled binary packages built according to customized or predefined profile settings. More information about the compile farm can be found on the website. Gentoo Linux is a special flavor of Linux that can be automatically optimized and customized for just about any application or need. Performance, unmatched configuration options, and a top-notch user and developer community are hallmarks of the Gentoo Unix experience. Thanks to a technology called Portage, Gentoo Unix can become the ideal secure server, development workstation, professional desktop, gaming system, embedded solution, or whatever you need it to be. Because of its near unlimited adaptability, Gentoo Linux is a meta distribution. Devouring unwashed taint. I can't say I understand their strategy, including that last part about the taint. They expect to make $100 billion. The families of the investors were not available for comment. In order to ascertain whether the investors have all been in comas since 1999. That's not to say that I wish failure upon them. However, the market's been completely saturated for 7 years. In fact, it's been saturated pretty much since the market polarized before 1999. However, venture capital funding kept it upright until after the dot-com bubble burst in 2000. Google shares went up 0.3 cents on the news, because that's what Google shares do. Longtime Cubase coder Lithium has reappeared for a time. He's brought with him two projects in the new Free Basic language, which was released during his long absence from programming in the Cubase community. Necrophidius, the busiest man in QB, has also begun work on a new 3D raycasting FreeBASIC game, the continuation of a QBASIC game he had begun in the late stages of QBASIC's life. I don't want to talk about it. And that's the news, where news is defined as crap that I made up and probably isn't true. This is SJ0. Won't someone think of the children? Good night.